Hello.
Hey, is Randy there?
Where's Randy?
Hey, Randy, this is Steve from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
All right, from who?
Cardiff. It's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank.
Okay.
I know you're busy. I'm not trying to take up a lot of your time. I'm really just calling just to follow up on an offer that we sent out to you guys about 2.5 weeks ago. It's really based off because you guys have some good lending history through Bank of America, which, you know, is a company that we like when businesses go through. Really, I'm just letting you know that your business has been pre-approved for $250,000 for, like, equipment financing or working capital, whatever kind of needs that you need, either now or in the future. Just really looking to talk with you and see if there's anything in the pipeline.
Nothing right now.
We're no?
Kind of in a hold pattern with the warehouser's going through some cuts, and so we're
okay.
Seeing how it all works out on the next quarter.
Okay, so is that when you'd be looking for maybe some kind of either equipment or working capital?
Depending on what they have us doing, because they're cutting production, and I don't know where we're going to fit into it.
Okay. Is that because business has just been slow, or?
It's because of the growth patterns of
uh-huh.
the trees.
Oh, okay. Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Weyerhaeuser bought out Longview Timber, which was a big company out here.
Uh-huh.
And we worked for Longview Timber, and we went to Weyerhaeuser when they switched over, and they've been cutting the heck out of it, and now they're at a tree time where their trees are at an age where they have to cut production, and so I don't know where we're going to.
Oh, wow. That's
fall
really interesting. I never even thought about it. That's cool. I never even really thought about stuff like that. That's crazy. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Randy, if you don't mind, do you mind if I get like an email to send you some information? Maybe if this thing does work out for you guys and you guys need some, you know, either equipment or anything else, you know, working capital, you know, I'd like to throw my hat in the ring because I'm sure you guys have your own
working capital. But,
okay.
Always buy equipment if the rates are good.
Yeah, I mean, we have some awesome programs, you know, the equipment. Obviously, you're familiar with it, you know, it's the longer terms, so your rates are going to be a little bit lower, of course. So, I mean, that's a good thing with that, too. So I can definitely send you some information
yeah.
on that.
We've been going through Caterpillar Finance.
Okay, and how's that been going?
That's good. They're at 5 point. They just raised it now. If I was looking at buying a processor, and they were looking at 5.7.
Oh, really? When were you looking to purchase the processor?
I was looking at it right now until the
oh, really?
Weyerhaeuser thing came up. Yeah, I found it, and I'm still negotiating with them, but
okay.
I kind of slowed things down right now with this. I don't want to buy a piece of equipment.
Sure.
Not even work for it.
No, I got you. How much is that processor?
That's only $100,000.
Only $100,000.
Isn't that crazy? Only $100,000.
It's only $100,000. Okay.
It's only $100,000.
Right on. Okay.
I mean, that's kind of sad, but. When a brand new one's $500,000.
Hey, I totally understand. Yeah, I gotcha. I mean,
I still can't get over that.
What's
mean,
that?
You go look at a pickup. You're looking at $60,000. I bought my first
yep.
house for $28,000.
Yeah, yeah, that is crazy, isn't that? So, this processor, I guess, since it's only $100,000, does that mean it's used?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And so Caterpillar, they let you guys do that with used stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Us too.
Yeah,
I was just curious.
Yeah. I went through because I got my other log loader through Caterpillar Finance. They did it at 5.2.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it. And the only problem is they won't do a 5-year contract on a used piece of equipment.
Okay. Oh, I see what you're saying.
So we have to break it down to a 3-year. They may go 40 months. I didn't
mm-hmm.
understand the 40 months.
Okay. Do you know how long it usually takes for them to get back to you, like when it's all said and done?
Well, it's all said and done if we wanted to go through it. It's just
oh, okay.
do I buy the machine or not?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, I was approved and everything. It's just setting up the because there's some things about that log loader that need to be, or the machine that needs to be changed. It's the old cab that has the glass windows.
Uh-huh.
And we'd have to change all that to that thick plexiglass for change
to the plexiglass,
shot, you know?
I gotcha, sure.
And and they're looking into how much it would cost to do that. If Peterson Cat's willing to eat that or not.
Okay, I gotcha. I haven't
been pushing them to be in any hurry because I need to know where Weyerhaeuser's going.
Sure. No, I understand that 100%. If you want, would it be okay if I throw my hat in the ring, you know, just to see your options? I mean, it doesn't hurt just to look at your options.
Yeah.
And see what's going on with there. Cause I know, we're kind of a smaller bank, you know, we've been around for 14 years, but the nice thing with us is that we actually approve, a lot faster. We can actually get you approved in 24 hours and actually funded within 48. So, I mean, that's something that a lot of companies don't do. And we have some really good rates, too. A lot of different programs, a lot of things. You know, like I said, it doesn't really hurt just to look at and see what you got going on both sides of the table. You know what I mean?
Okay.
If you have, like, an email or anything, I can definitely send you it and just look it over. Yeah. And
It's at Heller, H-E-L-L-E-R, logging, L-O-G-G-I-N-G.
Uh-huh.
It's at Gmail.
At Gmail? Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then you can just look that over. Because I know you're not in any rush or anything like that, and I'm not in any rush either, too.
Yeah.
I'm
definitely not in a rush right now till I figure. You know how it is. They do this every friggin' year, you know, and I don't know if they just try to scare people or if it's just they're unsure of what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I get what you're saying.
You know, you're talking to. You know, the people I deal with aren't the corporate bigwigs who sit in a big office God knows where and make the big decisions.
Right.
Millions of dollars rather than...
And just millions of dollars just sitting there. Yep.
Yeah. And if you get fired, they get a big severance. We just get down the road.
Oh, yeah. I know how it works, yeah. Definitely the bailouts and all that stuff. Of course. It's ridiculous.
Never bailed me out.
Right. I always bail out a lot of people, just whoever think they are important.
You know, they just send me the bill to bail out everybody else.
Yeah, right.
Every April.
Okay,
I'll look over your email stuff.
All right, Randy. Well, I think I do appreciate your time, man. I really do.
Have a good evening.
Thanks, you too.